morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, we have some people there. Thanks for joining in. Who's hi? I didn't recognize the voices. Who's here with us?
Darlene from California.
Hi, Darlene. How are you?
Pretty good.
Who else is here?
Betty from Pittsburgh.
Hi, Betty. How are you?
I'm good, Nancy.
Who else do we have? I heard some other clicks. Somebody else want to say hello? Okay. Well, we have a nice sunny day here today for the time being anyway, so it's nice to start the day with sunshine. This is the Advanced Lifestyle Call, and I'm Nancy, and I'm just, since we don't do this very often, I'm going to read the purpose of the call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. When better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted. People you hear today are part of a pilot study group who are actively applying both the principles found in the China study by Colin Campbell, and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Niken. The China study begins describing the largest nutritional study ever done in the world with 880 million people. Attending this call in no way obligates you to... You are our guest. Okay. We ask only that if you find and beneficial, pass the number and the time on to others. Thanks. Oh, good. Somebody answered it. Voicemail picked up. Thank you for allowing us to enter wherever you're listening to this call and for joining us on this journey. So, anyone else want to say hello?
Hi, this is Wei.
Hi, Wei. How are you?
Hi, Nancy. This is Molly.
Hi. Hi, Molly. How are you?
Good.
Anybody else want to say hi?
Hi, Nancy. It's Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie. Good to hear you. How are you?
Good morning. Great.
Met another Jeannie over the when we were in Columbus the other day.
Oh, yeah?
And she actually goes by Jeannie also.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyone else want to say hi? Okay. On our news yesterday, I didn't hear it at noon, but it repeated it at 11. The advertisement was, can you just wear shoes that will help you build muscle and lose weight? And I thought, well, sure they are. And they are very expensive, they said, $249 to $300, and they're called the Rocker Shoe by Chung Shi. Anyone have them advertised at your house?
No. I haven't heard of it.
It was a really quick blurb. I didn't think to tape it so I could rewatch it. If you have
I have no idea who that might be. There was a gal that he can use one time, and she eventually got the cardio stride and took the name out and her own thing, and he can took off. So possible.
Now, wait, say that again.
There was a fitness girl back about 6 years ago that we can use to advertise our content.
Right. Yeah, we know who she is.
Yeah.
But this is different. These do not have weights in them.
Really?
No, none at all. And they had a doctor on it, did not say, at least that I saw, whether he was an MD doc or a chiropractor, but it has to do with the way the heel, at least the big part of it is, the ankle heel is at a 15% angle, and that makes your foot hit the, hit the floor or the pavement, whatever, differently. And that does, the doctor thought that it could build muscle, but another doctor, whom I'm almost an MD doc, said, he wishes there were a shoe that could help people lose weight just by wearing them. And I said, I have it. Call me.
Yeah.
Yeah, an advertiser. Oh, no, not that. That's what I do.
Well, if you guys have the store called, I think it's the Foot Solution Store.
Yeah.
I believe they're carrying it. It would be interesting to go try them on and just feel how differently you walk in them.
What do they call again?
Chung-Shi, I think it was C-H-U-N-G-S-H-I, the rocker shoe.
The rocker shoe.
Uh-huh.
We have a fit solution here.
Do you? It would be interesting to see. I'm going to look in the phone book and see where they are here.
Yeah, they, all their shoes are very expensive. I bought two pairs, and one pair works so well.
Yeah. How much are our cardios? I don't remember.
$1.99 is the retail value.
The retail?
Yeah.
Okay. Because these sell for $249 to $300, they say.
So we can make them a big profit, huh?
Oh, you boys, sure. That's what happens when you sell things at a store.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. I just, you know, I was glad that I caught it at later in the evening. Missed it at noon.
I did talk to the store here about sales strike. They say they cannot individual or store well sell that or want that. We have to go to the headquarters. Somewhere.
Oh sure. Yeah.
So they are franchised.
So. Uh huh. Oh, is it a franchise? Okay. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Well.
We're light years ahead of them.
Well, sure. At a walk that I did in the fall, there was somebody, and I don't remember what, it was from one of the shoe stores, but I don't think it was Foot Solution. And I talked to the gal a couple of times, and the interest just went away. And so I thought, okay, you know, next.
Yeah.
But we do have stuff out there that nobody has. And I think that I have not bought the new ones because I love the original ones. And having something that looks like a sneaker, I think, is a big plus also.
Mm-hmm.
Some people didn't like the idea of a high top. Some people didn't like the idea of the Velcro. But having a sneaker-type look, and sneakers have gotten so different looking anyway, but I think that's a big plus.
I still wear the original one.
Uh-huh, me too.
Secure in them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty much I find the benefit of both the same. But without the ankle, the other one without the ankle, it's a new one without the ankle. And I had people that with scoliosis and problematic knee and saying will still benefit greatly. It was just amazing with the posture by putting the shoes on. It's just incredible that they can change the look of it, but the technology and the benefits remain. So.
That's good to hear. And is the weight the same way, or is it a little bit lighter?
Well, because of the new one, I only have one weight. It's about a pound each lighter.
Okay.
About 5 pounds each lighter. I took my black one, and I weighed my white one. It's a little bit lighter.
The new one is even lighter than the black one, which I believe might have been a little bit lighter than the originals.
Right. The black one, if you were to order the extra pair of the heavier weight, it's more heavy.
Right.
But
okay.
The one that came with the shoes is the same weight as the white one.
Okay.
If you want heavier weight, just get the old.
I can tell you quite a story on the shoes. Dr. Moskos had a child who was 10 years old, and he was so pigeon-toed, he almost touched his toes, and he had his wife. For those of you that know Dr. Moskos, he had his wife go down and buy a pair of the women's shoes. And he had him walk, about 20 minutes to 30 minutes in his office. And he came out and he said to his dad, I'm taller. And the father, the tears just started rolling down his eyes. And the child did not have to have the surgery they were planning, which would have been taking muscles out of the size of his legs. Imagine what he would have been like when he was 30 years old.
Ouch.
And anyway, this was Dr. Moskos, and this child was able, it helped his muscles so much, he was able to quit wearing them and didn't wear them all the time and was wearing shoes like the other kids wore.
Hmm. I stand up taller when I wear them.
Yeah. You're sicker.
Yeah.
Because it's forced your body to stay up straight.
They do. Yeah, they really do. I mean, besides the fact that we are standing elevated with because of the shoe is a little bit higher anyway, but I definitely know that I stand up taller when I wear them.
Yeah, I have very close veins. If I don't wear the cardio stride, I would be so tired on my feet.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially when I'm in the kitchen for any length of time.
Yeah.
Makes a huge difference. Anyway, let's get back to lifestyle. Nice little diversion there, but anyway, who's got any questions? Anybody new who's listening who might have something that has been bothering you that nobody has approached yet, and you're going to brazen yourself to say hello and ask the question? Okay. Anybody who has been on here that's had any challenges or questions that we can discuss this morning?
I have a question.
Okay.
I don't know why I started thinking about her. My husband, I think, books, or it has honey. That's from bees.
Wait,
I don't know what
that is. One second. Somebody's phone is ringing. If you don't know.
Hello?
Betty, is that you? Somebody's phone. Oh, well. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Bees.
Bees?
Yeah, and honey.
What about it?
Not a plant food.
I didn't hear your question, Lee. I'm sorry.
I wondered, there's been honey in some of the recipes.
Uh-huh.
And I wondered about bees, because
okay.
They're not plants. If we should be using honey.
Why not? They're not using it, but we're not eating flesh. So I don't understand. Yeah, that had nothing to do with the study got to do with the animal flesh and then the milk byproducts. So it had nothing to do with bees, because the byproduct of the bees producing their honey is from the pollen that generate out of their system. So.
Please enter your passcode followed by the pound.
Somebody's doing it. Yeah, somebody's not on mute. My suggestion with honey is that be careful. It's a high sugar.
Well, that's what my husband needs. So
yeah, it is.
And I don't.
Go reread 6 in the Maximum, because he did address people who are at goal and continue to lose weight and what you should do to increase the calories. So there's a section, I think it was towards the end of chapter 6, Lee, and
okay.
I saw it when I was reading it. But he tells you in there what to do to increase the, you know, the calories that they're eating.
Okay.
I'm looking to see if there are any, there are recipes in here. And well, page 29 in the Maximum, he addresses honey at least the first time. I don't see it quickly. I was just looking to see. As I said, it is a high sugar, so use it sparingly. But it's also a natural food.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Page 65, it says, use simple sugars sparingly. And common simple sugars, and he includes honey there, will slow your weight loss. So... But honey is good for us. I know, I recently read, I forget what it, something about if you eat honey every day, something it's going to do, but that's...
Well, I'm starting to put it on a piece of bread with peanut butter every day for him.
Uh-huh. How much are you using? Yeah, just be careful of the amount that you're putting on there.
Yeah, I'm just sort of putting some right on top of the peanut butter.
Okay. Yeah, do it, as little as you can get away with. Good question.
Well, that's my husband, I said.
Oh, for him, okay.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. Yeah. But reread the, skim till you get to that part in chapter 6, and I'm pretty sure that's where
I have to read that again.
Okay, yeah, it does help, because I told you I read it over the weekend, and it's like, okay, that's what's going on. Hmm. So it does help to go back and reread.
Excuse me, what book are you talking about? I'm a comparatively new person.
The McDougall Program for Maximum Weight Loss.
Oh, okay.
Okay. There's a handful of us who are going through that program, which trying to accelerate the weight loss.
Okay.
Good question, Lee. Anyone? Go ahead.
It's this way. I don't need to lose any weight, obviously, but the Maximum Weight Loss has the most, the way the teaching has, putting the highest nutrient-based food into your body.
Mm-hmm.
And food, so I would recommend it for everyone, and not necessarily have to lose the maximum weight, but there's a way in that to increase your calories by eating more of certain stuff, but it's really ideal for everyone, and it's really the closest thing to the study of Dr. T. Colin Campbell about whole food, plant-based.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and all the recipe is all pertinent, regardless you want to lose weight or not.
Mm-hmm.
But it does say maximum weight loss, but obviously you don't see, I don't need to lose an inch or pound at all, but it will increase your energy much, much more. So even, yeah, just get that and thoroughly go through it, because there's no recipe in there that is no-no at all. So
mm-hmm.
it's very good for everybody.
And if you want to buy it, I got mine at half.com, and it was immensely less expensive than you get in the store. So.
Right. Most for shipping and handling, and the book is penniless almost.
Uh-huh.
But just the shipping, that's about it. So it's pretty good.
Yeah, and I looked for one place that, because I was anxious to get it, that said that they usually ship within 24 hours or whatever, so that was a good idea. I'm looking, there was also a thing on page 196 of the book about sweeteners. I was just going back to sugar, to the honey. I haven't gotten that far when I'm reading, so I don't know what he's saying here. Okay, I don't want to belabor that. But yeah.
Hi, I'm Denise. I'm fairly new.
Hi, Denise.
I just wanted to let everybody know that book's available at most local libraries.
Okay.
And if you renew it, then you can keep it for like a month.
Well, unless you, you know, want to add it to your library at home, because I've gone, the first time, I guess that I did start highlighting this one when I started reading it, because I wasn't highlighting every line, so that was good. And it's the kind of book that I definitely wanted to have. So it wasn't, my point was that it's really not that expensive. I'm sure libraries have it. And it's, you know, it's not a new book. It's, I think it's from the 90s. Let me see what year this is. 1995, so. But things haven't changed. And there's some wonderful recipes in there, so. Thanks for that input, Denise.
You're welcome.
Anybody else have any questions, comments, or concerns?
One time when I was on New Call, I mentioned that I didn't want to give up meat, and I had to take on something that I enjoy. So I started juicing, and I did it for 2 weeks, and without knowing how much I weighed, and I just got on, and I lost 5 pounds. I said,
wow.
I don't really want to lose weight, but I feel good.
And you're juicing.
Yes, that's
okay.
Wonderful. And after each time I juice, I took some to a couple that I've been learning Bibles from. They are retired pastor. And I feel good about it because this lady who has degenerative macular degeneration. I've been asking people what do they do, and then McDougall's book, there are charts on there saying that certain things, that's what, and for the eyes, there are 3 vegetables and 3 juices, so and fruits. So I use those 6 items constantly, and when I juice some for them, I juice for myself.
Mm.
Those also alkaline vegetables. So
mm-hmm.
I enjoyed so far, and so I feel that whatever we do to our health, we should enjoy it.
Have you gone off of meat, or are you still eating meat?
I still have a little bit
diminished
when my husband is so I say, okay.
And what about dairy, Molly? I know that was going to be a problem.
No, dairy, I'm off. I use the soybean since the soybean
okay.
is available.
Good.
My sponsor years ago, before we even had the sleep mask, had macular degeneration. It was the dry kind, because that's the kind that is irreversible. And he put one of the small, in fact, he was with Dr. Lampert in a study even. He put one small magnet on the side of his temple and one on his eye, And then he put a band and slept with that at nighttime. And before he went to bed, he rolled the Magboys on the side of his head. This was before we had the palm mag or the sleep mask. And anyway, with it, he wasn't driving at nighttime. He was having, there were freeway signs were squiggly. And within 10 days, he was seeing better and driving.
Wow.
So it does, you know, some people, but it has to be the dry kind, I understand, because the wet, that's more dangerous, or, you know, to use the magnets.
Really?
But it really, he's got, as I said, he was in a study with Dr. Lampard, and it was really something.
What I don't know what is the difference. Is it bleeding? What kind of bleeding? Or?
Well, there's the dry and the wet.
Yeah, so difference.
And the wet, the means that there's blood moving.
Okay.
You don't want to use the magnets.
Okay.
But the dry, there's nothing you can do for it, and that's what he did with the magnets before we had the sleep mask or the palm mag. And he was very pleased with the palm mag. I mean, not with the palm mag, with the sleep mask, because he passed away before we had the palm mag. But he really, he was driving and everything. In fact, my sponsor tells quite a story how this blind man was picking him up at the airport because he couldn't drive before, and he just was really amazed.
Wow.
Okay, so, yeah, I had heard of masks would help. But any reason why one mini on the temple, one on the eyes? And
that's what he did. But like I said, he used that all the time. And
why not both?
Then when the sleep mask came out, he liked the sleep mask.
Uh-huh. Why not both mini on two eyes or on temple, did he say?
On the temple and on the eye. So he put it on the two eyes and one on the side of the temple. But before he went to bed, that's what he did, you know, and then put a band on. But he would roll the Magboys for a few minutes on the side of his temple, and then he would put those on and slept with them.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The sleep mask is certainly more convenient to use right now.
Right. I know it's helped my sinuses. I haven't the sleep mask and all. I took allergy pills for 40 years, and I haven't taken an allergy pill in 13 years now.
Mm.
And they were going to do sinus surgery on me even, and I have not had any problems. In fact, it's too dry. If anything, I have to use stuff sometimes to help because my nose is dry. No pills. And for 40 years, I took Claritin and Celdane and all different things, and I don't take a thing now.
Use jade?
Jade Guenzyme. I use the jade guenzyme also, and I use the mask. I still have some stuffy nose and runny nose when I get up for allergy.
Are you using the sleep mask and the pillow?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It took my husband... Look at it this way, too, and I think it took me a little while. My husband had an irregular heartbeat, and he was on medicine for over 15 years. It took him 1 year on the mattress pad, because he didn't get that way overnight. It took him 1 year on the mattress pad, and he has now, it's been 13 years, and he has not had a heart medication, and he was on it for over 15 years, and he hasn't had anything for 13 years.
Molly, I just want to say that I know in Cleveland it has been a horrific year for pollen. They keep saying they've never seen numbers like this, so I wouldn't be surprised if it's trickled down to you also, and that could be part of the problem, you know. There's only so much this stuff can do, and it, you know, as the pollen improves, it should get better for you.
Yeah, last year I told everybody all you need is a jade guenzyme because the whole summer, jade guenzyme, and I was able to do without symptoms.
Right.
And then when it came for winter time, that didn't work. I had to use one Allegra a day plus jade guenzyme and mask.
Mm-hmm.
So it must be so much more pollen this year.
Yeah, spring is horrible. So hopefully that will, you know, get a little bit better and maybe help you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Last week we talked a little bit, at least I approached the idea of wanting to come up with some menus for entertaining. And would you believe what? Memorial Day is really early this year, and it's going to be 3 weeks from yesterday. So has anybody thought of what we're going to do as far as celebrating holidays or entertaining this summer with people? Don't all talk at once.
I know I was going to give them those veggie burgers and hamburgers,
okay.
And my daughter just about had fits since for Mother's Day, and so my husband and I are doing that, and she's bringing meat for hamburgers, so I didn't work. It didn't work at all for me.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, salad, it's well, definitely a plus. You put dressing on the side for whoever wants it. We all know the icicle, well, it's no nutrition, so use romaine lettuce.
Yeah.
And I soak my romaine lettuce or vegetables after I rinse it very thoroughly. When I soak them in pineapple water, there are still dirt coming out, so I know it's safer to use a pineapple to soak all the raw eating vegetables first.
Right, and that's what McDougall definitely stresses doing.
Oh.
Yeah, even when I'm having soup or chili, my husband finally got the clue that when I give him his chili or soup, he says, "Aren't you? Oh, I forgot you're having your salad first." So, I mean, it doesn't seem logical to me to do it that way, but I'm doing it just because McDougall said to. But and I definitely, whether I'm entertaining, you know, people, or my family's here for a holiday or whatever, I definitely always have a huge salad and a fruit salad. But then we need the, you know, what's our entree? What are we going to do about dessert? Those are the two biggies. And, you know, sides, you can always throw in some kind of a potato or a pasta salad, and there's some good ones of either of those, or of another veggie, you know, a cooked, steamed kind of, some kind of a veggie, although we have all the raw, and as we get into more of the summer, we're going to have some wonderful raw. Go ahead.
I have seen books, cookbooks, with a made vegetarianly, with a soybean, to look like a hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they are now, but I have seen some, perhaps some Chinese cookbooks there.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, it tastes so much better. Those soybean-made hamburger look like meat than the years past.
Mm-hmm.
And if not enough flavor, you can always add things onto it and then redo the hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell you that
also trying to stay away from a lot of processed. Go ahead, Jeannie.
The pecan mushroom burger is fabulous.
That's a great idea.
I tried it on my brother and sister-in-law when we were in Sedona 3 weeks ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And they loved them. And we used sprouted buns.
Mm.
We brought our own. And I mixed it up at home. I cooked everything here. And I put it in a glass dish that I have from a Pampered Chef.
Mm-hmm.
And brought it with me and stuck it in the fridge. And then we made it the next day.
Mm.
So it's something you can make ahead of time. And then you just make them into patties.
Good.
I have not tried them on the grill, though, and we're going to do that.
Yeah.
We're probably going to do that this weekend or this week, and I'll let you know how they turn out.
Do you have that recipe available, Jeannie? Because there are people on the call now who may not
new
have...
ones.
Yeah. Do you want to send it to Mary Lou and she'll resend it?
Yeah.
That would be a great idea, and that's a good idea.
It is really, really good, and it's not hard to make. And you can probably substitute, like a friend of mine said that she's needs gluten-free, and it has bulgur wheat in it. So
mm-hmm.
I imagine you could probably substitute another grain in it, too.
The ones I bought in the store that aren't that good also says grease your grill very well.
Mm.
Okay. I have one that I bought in the store that's my favorite. It's Dr. Prager. Anybody ever have Dr. Prager's?
Mm-mm. Never heard of him.
He's a heart surgeon. It's Dr. Prager's Sensible Foods, the California Veggie Burgers.
Did you find it helpful?
They are totally clean. Well, I got these at Sprouts.
P-R-E-G-A-R?
P-R-A-E-G-E-R. He has a website, which is, I think it's drprager.com. Yeah, Dr. Prager's with an S. drprager.com.
P-R-A-E-G-E-R-S.
He's from New Jersey, so I bet.
Oh, he's got it. He said,
yeah. But listen to the ingredient list real quick. It has
Jeannie. This is Jeannie, is that the pecan mushroom burger?
Yeah. Hi, Mary Lou.
Hi.
You still
okay.
have that?
Yeah, I'm sending it off right now.
Yeah. You're bless you. These
so,
him? I'm
no.
sorry.
Pardon me. Jeannie, the pecan mushroom did not come from Prager.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Go ahead.
Ingredients. Carrots, onions, string beans, soybeans, zucchini, oat bran, peas, spinach, expeller-pressed canola oil, broccoli, textured soy flour, corn, oat fiber, red pepper, arrowroot, cornmeal, cornstarch, garlic, salt, parsley, all-natural vegetable gum, and black pepper.
Wow.
And they're... when you look at them, you can see the corn and the peas and the...
These are hamburger type things.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
These are the California veggie burgers. He's got two or three different ones. That one's good. And I have one other one that is the Tex-Mex veggie burger by Dr. Prager. There's four in a package, and they're each individually wrapped. And when you put it says here barbecue, place on hot barbecue until golden brown. So that would go. I put mine right in my toaster oven for 8 to 10 minutes on broil. We have these on the weekends when we're working, so that they're quick. We get sprouted buns. And
you have not grilled them outside?
Haven't grilled them yet outside.
Okay.
But these say place right on the hot barbecue grill until golden brown. So these hold together really well, whereas my veggie, the other ones hold together pretty good, but I haven't done them on the grill yet. So.
Great.
Did I hear you say you got them at Sprouts?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm going to have one 5 blocks away from me in a month.
Oh, good. Yeah, and you know, Whole Foods might carry them. I don't know. I have looked at, we have another store here called Sunflower Market, and they don't have that particular one. And the other ones I've tried, I don't really like. I don't really care for it. You have to spread oil on them or whatever before you cook them. But anyway, the recipe on the mushroom burger, pecan mushroom burger, makes 8 burgers. And they freeze really well.
Mm.
So when I make them, I try to make a bunch and then put them in the freezer.
Jeannie, how do you spell Prager?
It's P-R-A-E-G-E-R.
And for the website, it's with an S, right?
Yeah, and his website is drprager's.com, drprager's.com.
This is Betty. I got mine at Costco, so they carry at least the one garden burger kind of thing that you're talking about, Jeannie.
Yeah. You know, my sister-in-law from Texas is the one that turned me onto that a couple of years ago. Well, maybe a year ago now. And she got hers at Costco, too. Thanks. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. So we do have some ideas that we can at least serve for Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're going to do grilled veggies, too.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're going to do for this holiday.
And the sprouted buns, I know that grocery stores here do not carry those. Where do you find those?
I got those recently. I've been going to the Sunflower Market for those because they had a frozen section, and they were like the Ezekiel.
Oh, they're frozen. Okay.
Yeah, but now Sprouts has a section, too, I noticed. That has those too, and they're sort of partially thawed out when I buy them. Sometimes they're frozen, but they're in that. They have a cool section for them.
Mm-hmm.
Look in the frozen section.
So they probably need to be refrigerated.
Yes. When I bring them home, if I know I'm going to eat them in the next, you know, few days or a week, depending on the date that's on them, I'll just throw them in the fridge.
Okay.
Otherwise, I put them in the freezer and I take them out as I need them.
Right.
I think that the ones at Costco. And I don't know what the brand is. They were really good. And I got now the BOCA
Okay.
And it said meatless burgers, original, vegan, and then it even had it has South Beach Diet on it. And they do not have much flavor. I'm going to go back to the other ones I got at Costco that were really good.
Yeah, Boca's aren't my favorites.
Those are one of the originals, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Been around for a long time, yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of cardboardy.
Yeah, I'd never seen it before.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I won't see it again.
And, you know, I can't, tacos might be a good thing, I don't know. You know, because then they can pick, and if you had, like, little sections of stuff, then they could pick and choose what they want to put on there.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell my, well, anyway, our families aren't near here, so our families, we'd have to do a different thing with, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
So I know a lot of people have families that don't like this and don't like that. And
well, and plus, nice for holidays, especially in the summertime, you know, the routine eating has always been hamburgers and hot dogs.
Right.
We used to have potato salad. I haven't made that for years. But hamburgers and hot dogs, that was the fare all the time.
Right.
And I'm sure that's what my kids expect. So it should be interesting. I may have to spend the day in the bedroom.
I think anything, finger food would be good.
Finger food?
Finger food,
yeah.
Fork or knife, just grab it and put it in their mouth.
Remember that commercial, Where's the Beef?
That's it. We could have that as a theme.
It just flashed through my mind. Where's the beef? And speaking of beef, there was another huge recall.
Oh, really?
I don't know if you guys got that in your news, but, yeah, there was another huge recall yesterday. But, yeah, I'm sure my family is – it's going to be interesting. It's not that they don't know what I'm doing, so.
Right.
I hope I don't fold at the last minute.
Well, I would say this is the way I'm eating. You can bring what you'd like, and I'll cook it for you, or you can cook it here or whatever.
Well, if they ask what to bring, I will tell them, you know, there will be no animal here if you want to bring – animals beside your kids, fine.
Yeah. Four-legged. Two.
Oh, my, we're past the time. Anybody have any closing thoughts? Just keep thinking about this because as we approach, you know, we're going to get cold feet or we're going to look for more ideas. Dessert's another thing. What do we serve for dessert? It's something that most people expect, especially on a holiday. But, Mom, we've got to have something special, you know. It's a holiday, you know.
I'm going to send down those banana cookies. I forgot to type them up. I'll do that.
Oh, that sounds, yeah.
They're really good.
That could work, sure.
They're easy.
The last banana that I just cut yesterday from the green bag, it was really soft, even though the outside was still very yellow. Mary Lou, how are you doing with the bags?
Fine. The only thing that I had spoiled was some tomatoes.
Oh, okay.
But and that happened quite quickly, but I had purchased them at a different store, and they may have been there for a while.
Was there moisture in the bag?
No.
Really?
No. Yeah. No, the tomato, actually the mold had done even on the stem, so I think something was done, you know, I think they were probably a little old when I got them, because it wasn't what I got from my normal source. But you guys, I got to tell you, my cholesterol dropped again.
Oh, my.
Good.
Yeah. I'm very, very, very excited. And remember, Nancy, when I had that worry about triglycerides, and I said, so I read up on it, and we need to cut our fruit back.
And?
My triglycerides dropped 102 points.
Really?
Just from the fruit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Isn't that phenomenal?
So I, you know, because when that happened, I mean, my cholesterol had come down. But the triglycerides had gone way up.
Uh-huh.
And so, anyway, my cholesterol dropped another 25 points.
Well,
good.
And my bad dropped another 39, and my triglycerides dropped 102. So, hallelujah.
That is great.
This works, you guys. So,
how many fruits do you have in a day, Mary Lou?
Pardon me?
How much fruit are you eating a day?
1 to 2. I get most of my stuff from my veggies.
Right.
And usually, you know, it's never more than 2. Never.
Okay. And you're eating a variety when you do that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Got my new people that drop off my food.
Cool. How much for you? That's great.
Cool.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that about those burgers again, Jeannie, because I just went online and found, oh, my gosh, there must be 20 stores within 25 miles of me to carry them.
Oh, really? Good.
Wow.
Yeah. Riggers.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we like them. There's four to a package. It's a little white box. It's, you know, long.
Yeah.
And they're frozen.
And they're frozen, yeah.
Just for people to know, yeah.
Yeah,
and
Ricky
so
really likes those, too.
What you can do is just go to dlpragers.com and then click on Buy Dr. Pragers, put in your zip code, and put it says find a store within 25 miles. And
oh, good.
That's
Thank
what
you.
I did, and there's tons of them on here.
Oh, great.
And I've never seen them.
Or have I?
Isn't that something?
I don't look, though. I don't. Yeah, you know, grocery shopping has gotten so easy because I don't go down all the aisles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just basically in the produce department.
Yeah, and, you know, frozen foods, you kind of go, oh, better not look at those, you know,
yeah.
Other than the vegetables or the fruits, you know, that
Fairly,
are frozen.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
My sister-in-law, for 50 cents at the library sale, got me a Vegan Delights, and it's got gourmet specialties, and I'm looking at pecan spice cookies, lemon cream pie, home apple pie, and it even has a graham cracker crust. Or an a rolled pie crust, apple crisp delight. I'm like, of course, I'm looking at the desserts. So I shouldn't be looking.
Yeah. Is she on maximum weight loss?
Yes, I am. That's why I said that's the part I shouldn't be looking at it. I looked at that was the first part I looked at. But there's.
But you know, that's great to have that stuff for this holiday weekend. You're going to have to want
yeah.
to have something for somebody.
But it's really, it's a. I think it's an old book. It's by Jean Marie Martin, and she said she got it for 50 cents. She's the one who doesn't go along with this diet at all and what I'm doing to my husband.
Uh-huh. Well, it's interesting. Speaking of the maximum weight loss, I just looked in the index to see a dessert, to see if he has anything listed as dessert. He has a dessert tea here on page 115.
Yay.
So
we
there
better
you
make
go.
That one.
Dessert.
This one even has mayonnaise and ketchup and all of that in it, which I haven't looked at in other cookbooks.
Hmm. Oh, they use it. Oh, they're making their own or something.
And it's just a vegan.
Yeah.
It's the title of it is Vegan Delights. As
okay.
I said, she got it for 50 cents.
Sure. Well, there are lots of books. There are books out there.
Yeah.
And depending on how many you want to buy. Yeah. Okay, anybody else have any final closing thoughts, questions, concerns before we end this call?
This is Mani Tong. I have not been on your mailing list. I didn't participate. I wonder if Miralu can add mine to the mailing list.
If you send me an email, Molly, could you do that?
Okay.
Do you have Mary Lou's email address?
Yeah, I had it somewhere, yeah.
Well, I give it to you. Have you got a pencil?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just Raritans. That is spelled R-A-I-R-D, like dog,
uh-huh.
O,
mm-hmm.
N like Nikon.
Okay.
S like Sam.
Okay.
At Comcast.net. And all you have to do, Molly, is put add me to lifestyle or on the subject line.
Okay.
Thank and you. I'll be happy to do that. And if you get it here soon, I'll even send you back that mushroom pecan burger recipe I already sent.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
Whenever it's convenient, some other time. Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, or remind me in the email that you want the mushroom burger recipe.
Yeah, I'm going to my the daughter in Orlando pretty soon in October, so at that time probably I need a little bit more. Well, a big eater's recipes.
You guys, it says Trader Joe's, Whole Food Markets, and Albertsons and PCC. So if you've got any of those, that's where these Prager's burgers are.
Hmm. Good to know. Thank you, Mary Lou.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, anybody have any other closing thoughts, comments, questions, concerns? Well, I want to thank everybody for all your participation this morning. It was really makes it so much more informative for everybody that when it, you know when so many people participate. And if you have any questions or thoughts or comments, go back to the person who brought you to the call or come back on the call again tomorrow.
I don't know who's going to be doing it, whether Shar will be able to pick us up on the road or not. But hopefully somebody will be here to lead the call and take us on this wonderful journey. Have a great day, everybody, and thanks so much for your participation.
Thank you.
Welcome. Have a great one.
Bye.
Thanks, Nancy.
Nancy?
Yes.
Are you still there?
I am.
Who's this?
Me.
This Nancy?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. This is Dottie.
Hi.
I just got onto the call and I heard something about burgers. What was that? What was that kind? What was
Barry Lou did send down the mushroom pecan burger recipe.
Okay.
That went around.
But I heard something about burgers.
There's website, Dr. Prager's burgers.
Okay, how do you spell that?
D-R, and this is his website, drprageres.com.
P-R-A-E-G-E-R-S.
.com. He's a heart surgeon.
He has a
California veggie burger that Jeannie really liked, and there was a Tex-Mex burger that she likes, too. And if you go, Mary Lou went on to his site, and there's a place where you can put in to find where you can buy it within 25 miles, and she found it at Whole Foods and Trader Joe's, so around where you live, she found a bunch of stores that carry it. Also, Costco apparently carries it, whether it's they've come this far east, I don't know.
And I also said don't get the BOCA burgers at Costco, and
Both
it even
burgers.
Says vegan on it. They have no flavor at all.
Yeah. Well, I know at Whole Foods they make their own, and those are awesome. They are just so awesome. They're just the greatest, and they were on sale the other day for $1.50 each.
And those,
so I got about, yeah, I got six
fresh,
of them,
right?
And I,
they're not frozen.
Yeah, they're fresh. Yeah, and I froze them. I put them in the freezer, and when I went to cook them, I cooked them on my stove. But I said, geez, you know, frozen, they probably would do really well on the grill because they're frozen and you know they're already cooked. All you're doing is just basically thawing them out. So I can imagine you'd probably get that flavor of the being frozen.
So do they hold together well when you cook it?
They don't fall apart at all.
Okay.
They're awesome.
If they don't hold together real well, you can always use one of those veggie baskets on the grill.
Yep. Put a lot of oil.
Now the Prager ones are frozen. So you look for those.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they come four to a package.
Okay, because I'm going over to Whole Foods anyways.
And she also was using sprouted buns that also
are,
and we've talked about this one before. They're also frozen. I think there may be an Ezekiel sprouted bun. Seems to me my son brought those one time. Which is certainly better than the other stuff.
Yeah.
And you found the sprouted buns at Whole Foods, because I'm going to go there this week.
I have not done those. I think Trader Joe's may actually carry them, though, but you might call or, whatever. I have not done them. I'll have to ask my son if he has found those. I know he does the Ezekiel bread.
Well, you know, it's funny. My girlfriend, she went to Trader Joe's, and she got these bird's nests that you bake in the oven. Bird's nests. They're vegetables, all vegetables, but they look like a little bird's nest.
Interesting.
And, you know, we used them because we had a weekend away, and it tasted awesome. I said, these got to be bad, you know. But they were all vegetables. I looked at the, the ingredients and everything. I mean, they were like carrots and all kinds of stuff in them, but they were sinful. It was so good.
Mm-hmm.
But they made like a little bird's nest. It was really cute.
Mm-hmm.
It was really nice. Like a hors d'oeuvre type thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a sauce that went on them, too. So, but they were very good, too. So, I was thinking of making a nice three-bean salad and using that as a side dish, and then a big toss salad, and with these. And you could also get the soy cheese.
Yeah.
You know, they have cheese.
On the call, bring up the three-bean salad, because that is not something that has come up. And, you know, with hamburgers and hot dogs, people want baked beans. So that, I didn't even think of that. Bring that up. It's another thing that we...
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Because what I mean, I've exaggerated with it, too. I mean, I put in garbanzo beans in it now. I put in, you know, the kidney beans and the...
Send the recipe
Yeah, I think I did send it. Yeah, I did send it to Mary Lou. I don't know what happened to it, but I'll resend it.
And tell her, you know,
this is
another suggestion for holidays with our fam for cookouts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah, I did send it, but I never seen it come down. So, you know, but it has, you know, you do add sugar to it and vinegar and stuff like that. But, I mean, the amount that you make, you know, is really very little. So
okay.
I think, anyways.
That would be a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll send it now while I'm at my computer. But
for grilling,
I just, yeah, I know it. I just got on the end of the call and I heard about burgers and I went like, oh, I got a call.
Yeah. No.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're still there and I'll send that to Mary Jane, Mary Lou, and then see what happens with it. Okay.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Well, have a great day. It's beautiful, huh?
It is beautiful here today.
Oh. I went for a nice walk, and, oh, wow. I went over on my minutes on my cell phone, so that's why I'm not listening anymore on the cell phone. Phew. Went over like 100 minutes, so it's like, okay.
Here I am in California, and it's dreary.
Oh, good. I'm glad, because every time I talk to somebody from California, it's always beautiful. It never rains in California, they tell me. You know?
No, it's
like,
a dreary, cold morning.
It never rains in California, but we're supposed to get the dreary tomorrow on Thursday. So
I know. Well, that's why you have to take advantage of now, right?
You know, it comes and there's nothing we can do about it.
Oh, I know.
Better than snow.
No, that is for sure.
Yes,
we're back. We're back. Weather's getting better.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Nancy,
for
still being here, and I'm gonna go on the website and see if they have the whole food over the whole food or whatever. Okay. Thanks.
Care.
Bye bye. Have a great day, everybody. Bye.